Do you want to know the truth? Or do you just want to feel good? Here's Gruber, fierce and fearless.
Never before have I turned on you when you look too good to me. Your beady eyes that could drop me in two, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free for all and a heart I said, you can bet your life. Stakes are high and so am I. It's in the air tonight.
All righty, welcome back to it. Well, Jussie Smollett's got more trouble on his hands. Jussie Smollett, the hate hoax criminal that he is. Although he was relieved of 16 felony charges by Kim Fox without explanation. But the city of Chicago not impressed, not letting it go, not letting it die. City of Chicago filing suit yesterday, demanding $130,106.15 from Jussie Smollett for the hate hoax that he perpetrated on the city a few weeks ago. This follows his refusal to reimburse the city of Chicago for the cost of police overtime spent investigating his false police report. January 29, 2019, said a statement from the Circuit Court of Cook County that pursues the full measure of damages allowed under the false statements ordinance. Rest for Smollett not responding. As previously reported, the city delivered a letter to Smollett's legal team late last month seeking $130,000 from the actor, covering, quote, overtime hours in the investigation of this matter. The letter went on to say that if the amount was not paid within 7 days, the city would consider prosecuting Smollett for, quote, making a false statement or, quote, pursue any other legal remedy available at law, which is what they're doing. The civil complaint filed Thursday outlines what the city attorney said Smollett did. The suit claims that Smollett, who allegedly became friends with Abel Osundero in 2017, per the documents, texted Abel in late January, might need your help on the low. You were on to meet up and talk face to face and so on and so forth. Anyhow, Smollett has a history of making false hate crime allegations. This is just the latest. And Chicago says, you know what? We're not going to put up with it. We're not interested. We are not impressed. All right. I see that we've got some action on the hotline. Let me just go to that. What was the name again? All right. Lenny's checking in Flint, listening to WFNT, the Steve Gruber Show, live in Flint every day, Monday through Friday. Lenny, what's on your mind?
Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, I'm a big fan of the show. I'm one of these guys who prefers to be a listener rather than a caller.
Thank you.
I don't know if you heard Dan Kildee's comment the other day on CNN about William Barr, but you have him on your show frequently, and you're very kind to him. You think he's middle of the road. You got to keep your eye on this guy. He's one of these guys who'll talk this way to one crowd, and then he'll tell you a whole nother story.
Oh, I'm aware. I know that.
And look into his – are you familiar with his uncle, Dale Kildee?
Oh, yeah. He served in that seat for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all I'm saying is ask him some tough questions. Don't give him such a free ride all the time. And check out those comments he made about William Barr. He's just on the same page as the rest.
Well, now that he is the whip, I appreciate that, Lenny. Now that he is the whip, he has become a lot he's not as moderate as he was a few weeks ago, it doesn't seem to me. Or maybe he never was, but Mr. Kildee will be he'll be on the program again soon. I got to ask him about that, ask him about third trimester abortions, a whole lot of things I'd like to ask him about. But his comments about William Barr, I believe, were too far, and I will ask him about them. We'll save those. That's a very good point of view, Lenny. Thank you for that. All right, so here's a headline for you. By the way, the hotline number is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Anytime you want to check in. Certainly on Fridays, we encourage that kind of behavior. Feel free, drop me a line at stevegruber.com as well. A great place for you to become plugged into the program. All right, so the White House, a big scandal to the Washington Post. The White House had a discussion internally about releasing these illegal aliens in sanctuary cities. And the Washington Post thinks that's appalling. Why is that appalling? You have sanctuary cities. You're okay with illegals coming to your city in great numbers. There's no restriction on your sanctuary policies. And so if we want to run busloads of illegals to your city of San Francisco or Oakland or wherever it is, why would that be a problem? Well, it's going against Donald Trump's political opponents. So what? You guys want sanctuary status? Okay. Then have it. And how about a few thousand detainees a day or a month or tens of thousands a year? No ban, no wall, sanctuary for all. No ban, no wall, well, sanctuary for all. Come on, sing it with me, boys and girls, and bring the kids to the cities, right? Anyhow, the idea was rejected, which stopped the discussion, but of course, a spokesperson for Pelosi says this is the extent of the cynicism and cruelty of the administration. Cruelty? How is there cruelty? We're offering to bring these folks right to your doorstep and drop them off because you want a sanctuary city, and there you go. To the mailbag I go now. From Charlie, I get this. I got this, I think, yesterday, actually. It was very enlightening to listen to the Washington Post reporter you had on your program this week. He seems clueless. But what's really going on in America, in real America? The people who voted for Trump think MAGA means the jobs are coming back, and they haven't in Michigan, he said. Not true, of course, as you know. But even more instructive, writes Charlie, was his comment once you corrected him that people in the UP would turn against Trump when it became obvious they would have to move downstate to get work. Really? There's jobs in the UP too, right? They're going to turn against the Democrats with all these shenanigans to shut down the propane to heat their homes, even when Enbridge is going to pay the entire cost of the tunnel under the Straits. Couldn't believe how out of touch he really was. Thanks for a great show. Charlie, thanks for being a great listener. I appreciate it. By the way, I do want to talk to you about your health. As I got older, I knew I was heavier than I wanted to be. I tried some weight loss programs and some diets, but they never really delivered the way I'd hoped. Then I learned about My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, and I decided to call. I'm not going to kid you. When I walked in to My Pure Health Solutions, I was a skeptic, full-on, full-blown, not sort of a little bit of skeptic, but this will never work kind of skeptic. Boy, was I wrong. It's been a year now, and as soon as I walked in, Charity and her team began designing a personal program just for me. They asked questions, did a full body scan, and came up with a Steve Gruber custom plan. I'm still more than 30 pounds lighter than I was at this time a year ago, and boy, am I happy, because I started back in early March of 2018. I've kept it off. I feel great. You can trust me on this one. If you're serious about losing weight, if you're serious to do it this time, go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today. No more excuses. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.